Hey, welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Greg. Thanks for joining me today. We are going through the Psalms, and so this morning, or today, whenever you're watching, listening, we're going to get into Psalm 11. Psalm 11 is a Psalm of David, as have been all of them to this point. And David is in a place where fear is talking to him. Fear talks, and it at times shouts at us. And so this psalm is really about faith's response to fear's advice. And so let's jump in. Verse 1, "In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, 'Flee like a bird to your mountain'? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart." So notice, David is, first of all, acknowledged in the Lord, I'm taking refuge. So how can you say, how can you say, take flight like a bird, run away? Human counsel is going to focus on the circumstance and the temporal, and is going to be oftentimes fear-based. And so, and it can lead to the wrong focus. So, behold, the wicked bend their bow. So look at the problems that you're having. Look at the potential. You know, if this doesn't happen, or if that goes through, and what might happen to your life, and oh, what could happen, you see. And anxiety and fear, and man, I look around and I see the shaky world that we're in, and the way the government is going, and the possibility of this or that, and it's all fear-inducing. Anxiety bubbles up and overtakes me, you see. And so to have the proper focus is vital. Hebrews 12 says, "Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured death, even death on the cross." So he's the author, he's the beginner, he's the one who's writing the story, and he's the completer of the story as well. And so let's fix our eyes upon him. 2 Corinthians 4:17, let's fix our eyes upon the things that are unseen, not the things that are seen, because the things that are unseen are eternal, the things that are seen are temporal. So focus is crucial. Well, faith's response then, verse 4, and this is the proper focus, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of men." My eyesight is going, people. So here's the proper focus, gang, on, you know, when things are going a little bit off the rails in your life, and there's things to worry about and so on. Okay, I've got to remember, the Lord is in his temple. That is, he is the sovereign God over the universe, over the planet, over my city, my state, over me and my heart. The Lord is sovereign. Nothing touches me without the permission of my sovereign Lord, who is in the temple, reigning and ruling over everything and everyone. So his eyes see everything. Everything. Nothing gets past the Lord. God never goes, "Oops," or "Didn't see that coming," right? And so we fix our eyes upon the Lord. That's the proper focus. He is sovereign. But then, next, the proper understanding. Verse 5, "The Lord tests the righteous." So So this is crucial. When circumstances are pressing in on you and life seems to be overwhelming you, to realize that God is testing you. He really is. Listen, out of a test will come a testimony, right? And so it's important that we think scripturally, that the word of Christ dwells in us richly, that as these things happen, and they will, by the way, man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward, Job said. Jesus said, in the world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So God tests us in the midst of all of that, and that's the greater story. It really is. He tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur from a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. Listen, it's not going to end well for the person who doesn't live for the Lord. It really isn't. But then lastly, faith's response to fear's advice is that we need to have the proper hope. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, right? We shall behold his face. And so the Lord loves righteous deeds. In Psalm 34, we'll discover, 37, I think it is, dwell in the land and do good. Do good. Do the right thing. Make righteous decisions. Treat people with love, even if they don't love you. And let the Lord take care of everything else. And he surely will. He will go to bat for you. You can trust him. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Morning Manna podcast. And we'll see you next time.